We like to do this on Sundays to give you some novels or videos or DVDs to enjoy over the winter. American Pastime is the novel by Len Joy. I'll just read a couple of the comments. An all-American story that goes beyond the scope of the domestic and into the realm of history. A very engaging read. This darkly nostalgic story is a study of an American family through good times and bad, engagingly set against major events from the 50s to the 70s. As issues of race simmer in the background, an expertly written examination of the importance of dreams to the human psyche, a well-crafted novel that will particularly appeal to sports and history aficionados. Len, nice to have you on the show today, and it's a wonderful book.
Hey, thanks, Marty. I appreciate being on here. I've got a chance to listen to a couple of the callers. I'm really envious as a Chicago Cubs fan. The excitement there is wonderful to hear. We hope to get it something like that next year.
Well, it's only been 106 years, so...
I had tickets to the 1984 World Series with the Cubs, but unfortunately the Padres closed us out before that game showed up.
Yeah, Steve Garvey got in the way, and Rick Sutcliffe and Leon Durham finished it for you. But book, American Pastime, and it came across my desk because of the baseball background of the main character. But tell us a little bit about the book and why people would enjoy picking it up.
Yeah, I was interested in writing a story. You know, I love sports, and I've played at, you know, amateur stuff for years, and you know, you see the Olympics, you see the World Series, and you know that those are the 0.1% who've made it to the big time. But you know, there's thousands of really, really good athletes and competitors who don't quite make it. And I was really interested in exploring the story of what happens to a guy, you know, who maybe through some bad luck or maybe just not quite good enough, who doesn't make it. What happens after the cheering stops? And I set it back in the 50s, when sort of a simpler time, so that when you know your life, you have to change your career plans. You have to change them in a hurry. You got bills to pay.
Boy, it's been reviewed quite a bit. Tell me, how does someone get the book if they're interested in it?
It's on Amazon as both a paperback and an ebook, and it's sold exclusively through Amazon right now. I'm hoping to get into some bookstores as well, but. Amazon is the easiest way to get it.
All right. Now, what brought you to this particular subject? Because you've written a lot of things. It sounds like you're a great sports fan. Baseball is a little bit of the backdrop, but then it goes off into the rest of life. But baseball was the seminal part for you, I could see.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to write a story also about a father and a son and what happens, you know, as a parent. I have three kids, and you know, that to me, like, the worst thing that could possibly happen is to lose the respect of your children. And through events under his control and not out of control, that happens in this story. And how he, you know, how my main character, Dancer Stonemason, regains, his equilibrium and respect for his son is a major element of the story that I wanted to explore.
What sort of research goes into the book?
Well, that's one nice thing about... being older, my research was I grew up in the 50s and 60s, so you know, I remembered as I started writing it, it was things that I remembered that I hadn't realized I knew or even remembered, like trivial things like, you know, the milkman we used to have, and you know, my character is a milkman, and you know, we don't have delivery of milk anymore, and that when you have that job and you lose it, that's an impact. So I like things like that. But the one of the great things about baseball is that it seems like like you were saying, those stories live forever, and they do. Even minor league, you know, there's a great wealth of information on the minor league, and I researched this. I created a fictional minor league team, the Rolla Rebels, but they're playing real AAA teams, and I even, because I was a Yankee fan growing up as a kid in upstate New York, and so I knew all the Yankees, and I was researching, and I saw that Norm Seaborn played for the Joplin Raiders, and so I put him in the book as well, and because Norm ended up on the Yankees for a few years when I was a kid.
They weren't the Joplin Owls, huh?
No.
All right, very good. Well, the book is very enjoyable, and Len Joy, an appropriate name. You hit it hard on this one, and I think for folks over the winter looking for a little bit of a touch of baseball and a good story of human life. But I like the historical background with it. I like books that weave that in. Makes it interesting, and I think you did a good job with it, so I appreciate you being on.
Thank you very much, Marty. I appreciate you having me.
All right, that is Len Joy. The book is American Pastime, and that is a novel that I think you'll enjoy having over the winter.